DFS fans, and welcome to golf's second major of the year, the PGA Championship. And of course, with a major comes the biggest PGA DFS prize pools that we are offered. And I'm here to give you my top five values on the slate. And yes, it's always nice to come off of a win, but I don't think I used up all of my run good last week, as I like to consider myself a golfer of sorts. And when golfers get into form, well, hopefully they stay in form, and that's what I'm going to try and do this week. So let's see how I did last week, you know, why I'm able to consider myself in form. Let's start off with the lowest price value that I gave you. How about Kyunghoon Lee? K.H. Lee, the winner of the event at 2,500, $6,900 with his price at the beginning of the week, might be the best value that I've come up with all year. In fact, I think it definitely is. So hopefully you guys capitalized on that. If you paired him with the other four golfers that I mentioned, you are set up to be in a very profitable position. Brandt Snedeker, T17. Carlos Ortiz, T21, but he had a couple of eagles. I think he had multiple. Maybe three or even four. Ryan Palmer, T47, and Scottie Scheffler, also T47, but both of them put up some pretty good points. So, like I said, if you'd stack those five guys there, you would have had an extremely profitable week. So we'll go with an A, maybe even A plus last week, probably. Like I said, the best one we've done. So let's carry it over and identify some big or my top five values for this week for the PGA Championship, played at Kiawa Island there in South Carolina, a beautiful golf course. It will be 7,900 yards this week. Crazy. But that's what we're going to play. Now, granted, it's going to play firm and fast. Most of the fairways will run out. So a lot of what I would consider of the driving distance to be negated. When you see maybe a couple of golfers or at least one here in this value, understand that I think this guy will be driving it much further than he normally does. But we'll get to him. Let's first start off with Charles Schwartzel, coming in off of a third-placed finish there last week. And man, he has been on a great stretch of golf since Friday at Augusta. Everything has been going well. He's coming in at 6,800 this week, 8,300 on FanDuel. Major history. Well, that's what we're going to look at now, because we haven't played in Kiawa Island since 2012, and not many golfers competed then that are competing now. So we're going to look at major history. So what I did is I looked at the last. Of course, we're going to look at the last two. That's the results I'm giving you. But of course, if you want the last seven major event history and see how everybody did, check out my data-driven article. It should be live. I'm recording this at about 8:50 on a Monday morning. I would expect within the next couple of hours it will be live. That, of course, is free. It's going to give you 11 weeks of recent form, seven tournaments of major history. Plus, it'll dive into some strokes gained and old age statistics. So a great article there. Check it out. Again, that's going to be free coming up here in probably just a few hours. Okay, so back to Charles Schwartzel here. He is coming in the top 26 in each of the last two majors, 26th and 25th. Recent form, 3rd and 14th in his last two starts. That's pretty good. Plus, you can go back even further than that, and it looks better. And strokes gain ranks, let's see how he's getting it done. 115th off the tee, although last week it was better than that. The approaches, 66th around the green, 59, and 112 putting. All right, next golfer has been coming on extremely strongly of late, and that's Matt Wallace. $7,400 for him, $8,900 on FanDuel, and he's one of the only golfers actually to make the weekend in each of the last seven majors. Now, granted, I think he came in 72nd at the PGA Championship out there in San Francisco, but was good enough to make the cut nonetheless. 34th and 46th in his last two, but the form certainly much better. Sixth place finish there a couple of weeks ago. And now when we look at the strokes gain ranks, we see why he's been playing good this year. He's inside of the top 64 in all four categories. We'll start off with off the tee. He is ranked 64th there. On the approach, when he's played this year, man, his approaches have been some of the best. Fourth, when he misses the green, he's pretty good at getting up and down as well. 29th around the green and 58th for Matt Wallace putting. Certainly everything seems to be lining up for the Englishman here this week in South Carolina. All right, third value coming in at $7,800 this week, $9,600 on FanDuel. It's Joaquin Niemann. Now, he came in 40th in his last major there at Augusta. Maybe not the best start, but I don't see that as the perfect golf course for him. Now, that goes to show he'll probably win the green jacket next year, right, with the way things goes. But I don't think it's a perfect golf course for him. Here, however, with getting as much roll as he will. I can't imagine he'll be negated by the strokes gained off the tee this week. In fact, I expect him to be positive in that category. And then when you throw in the approaches, ranked 34th this year, 10th off the tee, all we got to do is make sure he hits a decent amount of greens. 109th around the green, so not very good. Although the putting this year, that has certainly gotten better. He's ranked inside the top 30. So for Niemann, last time he was out, came in 18th. I believe that was at the Valspar, if I'm not mistaken, there a couple of weeks ago when he started. So coming in and some rather decent form. Speaking of coming in rather decent form, how about back-to-back top fives? And that's Abraham Answer. He's coming in at 7,900 on DraftKings this week, 9,800 on FanDuel. And like I said, second and fifth in his last two. Plus, look at his recent major history. 26th at the last majors, 13th before that. So certainly in good form and can show that he can play on the biggest and baddest golf courses. Now, he was the one that I wanted to talk to you all about that. I expect his driving distance this week to be significantly greater than it is in most normal weeks, given the fact that he does depend on a lot of rollout to get his distance. He's not long in carry distance, but this week, he's not going to have to be long in carry distance to keep up with those guys. So I love Abraham Answer this week, 7,900 on DraftKings. Look at strokes gained, power ranks, even though he doesn't hit the ball far, 29th off the tee. That means he's super consistent, 33rd on his approaches. So his ball striking has been great this year. He, like Joaquin Niemann form, need to hit a lot of greens, 114th around the green and 57th punting. Certainly a better year there. All right, and now the third member of the most recent President's Cup team is Cameron Smith. Now, he's the most expensive of the three, coming in at 8,900 this week, but his major history or major recent form is the best. He's coming 10th at last Masters, 2nd the time before that, plus another couple of top 10s. So Cameron Smith certainly coming in to the week in good form as well. Last time we saw him, he came in first with Mark Leishman at the Surge Classic. So Cameron Smith having a heck of a season. We'll see why. 112th off the tee. Well, that certainly wouldn't be why. 70th on the approach, that's better. But some of the best short game, 11th and 14th on and around the green. So certainly making up a lot of his strokes there. But the approaches and off the tee have gotten significantly better, especially through this good stretch of golf. Again, remember, these strokes gain ranks takes in all of this year, dating all the way back to September when the calendar turned over. So a couple of starts in the beginning of the season that weren't that great. But since the turn of the year, Cameron Smith has been nothing but fantastic. So let's go 5-1 again really quickly. Our top five values for the PGA Championship: Charles Schwartzel, Matt Wallace, Joaquin Niemann, Abraham Answer, and Cameron Smith. All right, everybody, that will do it for me for this video, at least. I'll, of course, be having a couple of more come out this week for the PGA Championship. Check them out. Will be my top five fades and my top five sleepers pick. And, of course, if you're looking for more video content, we are back and live. We're going to have our PGA DFS First Look show today, Monday, 1 o'clock. Then Tuesday, Ben Raz and I are going to get on for the PGA DFS Strategy show for an hour. And then, of course, just in case there's some weather, some withdrawals, and so much more, we're going to be back Wednesday, live before lock. That should be at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So stay tuned for all of that this week. We've got some great stuff going on. Of course, we've got a promo going on, our Gold Rush promo. You're going to get 25% off the normal price for an Osmo Plus Pass, I should say. So check out that, of course. So till next time, everybody, until our next top five video, good luck this week at the PGA Championship. Take down that $1 million. And of course, make sure you tweet us when you do. Let everybody see you on the other side.